They say you can tell a lot about people by their dogs. If that's the case, here's something you can tell about Argentines. They're a little crazy, or at least a little crazy about their dogs. Hal Cannon of the Western Folklife Center visited Argentina to find out about its dogs and the people who love them.
It's just the way they say dog. It's so fancy.
Perro.
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 It almost purrs with affection. We've come with hordes of others to trek on the famous Puerto Moreno Glacier. I'm on the main street of Calafate, Patagonia. This is a boom town, and the boom is tourism. But what's amazing about this place are the dogs. There are dogs everywhere. They run in wild packs. They're like bad boys and girls. They run off and take turns biting tires of cars.
Yeah, sometimes they do that. I mean, they behave like dogs.
That's Carolina Salas. She runs the bed and breakfast where we're staying.
Argentinos really love dogs. We take care of them, even if they are homeless. We feed them. Some people even wash them.
I don't know. Seems like dogs and Argentinos just ignore each other. Drivers don't even slow down as the dogs nip at their tires, and the dogs are only interested in handouts from tourists.
In Calafate, everything works from October to April. Then when winter comes, everything shuts down here.
Where do the dogs go?
I don't know. I guess they survive.
Next stop, the cosmopolitan capital of Argentina, Buenos Aires. And I'm stunned by the contrast in dog behavior here. Every sidewalk has dogs, all being walked in large clusters. It's like they're tango students moving in synchronization. When a light turns red, they all sit and wait for the light. The car honks, they all turn their heads together. I'm curious about the humans on the other end of the leash, these canine magicians, the professional dog walker. Unfortunately, when I go to interview them, they sick their dogs on me. Finally, I meet Sebastian, who agrees to talk to me as he exercises 18 of his charges at a park. First question, how do you get these dogs to be so perfect?
El perro es como es por el dueño que tiene.
The dog is just like the owner. The point is to teach the dog the rules, and the dogs always are good pupils.
That's easy for him to say. Maybe he's never been to Patagonia. I wonder about all these pampered dogs, so I asked my translator, Martin Armada, about the dog owners.
In the city, people put a lot of feelings in their dogs. I suppose that too much. My family is from the country, and the relationship with dogs and with animals is very different. There is a lot of love, but finally, they are animals.
He tells me about his mother's housekeeper, who took on a new client with very specific instructions for a member of the family.
Be careful with Roberto. Roberto is very, very quiet, but is very sensitive. Of course, she thought that it was a child or a boy or maybe the grandfather of the owners. But she was in the kitchen and Roberto appeared. It was a dog. Incredible.
I understand there are more psychiatrists per capita in Buenos Aires than any other city on Earth. People here think of themselves as slightly unbalanced. Martin agrees.
For me, it's like a social disease, a non-natural relationship with your animals. It's like, I love my animal. I love my dog, not a person that is inside of my dog.
Maybe it's all about tough love. And those Patagonian dogs are really the lucky ones. Sitting in the sun, licking themselves, waiting for scraps, biting tires for sport, just being dogs. For NPR News, I'm Hal Cannon.